Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, we at Oklahoma Natural Gas perform employee and contractor training and regular maintenance and inspections to check for leaks and damage to our pipeline system. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames. But you can help protect our pipes by being a dig hero. Just call 811 at least 48 hours, excluding the date of notification, weekends, and holidays, before you dig. It's free, easy, and important for your safety. So be a dig hero. Call 811 and dig responsibly. If you need to report pipeline damage, or if you smell rotten eggs or hear a hissing sound, leave the area and immediately call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. For more information about natural gas safety, visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. This safety message is brought to you by Oklahoma Natural Gas, a division of One Gas.
Today's cattle futures had a pretty exciting day and actually were a lot stronger given the fact that corn was as high as it was. But the live cattle finished 65 higher in April at 118.50. The Junes were up 55 at 116.27. August, live cattle $1.10 higher, $117.95, and they were almost $2 off their lows from earlier in the session. Feeder cattle were down $1.10 in April at $132.75, May's 40 lower at $137.27. August, actually 40 higher at $150.30. So, Friday we had a cattle on feed report, which the placement number was 128%, and on the surface that looks like a really big number, but the estimates were 134%. So that was considered a little bit bullish here. The number of cattle on feed was just under 12 million head. And this time of year, the cattle inventory on feed tends to go down through the summer. So the market did bounce back. I guess that report was bullish. But then corn today was extremely high, and that pushed feeder cattle down initially. But they were really resilient throughout today's trading session. Box beef also near $280. That market's just been staying really strong here. Back in May of 2020, it went up over 400. So we're nowhere near the high, but it's the highest it's been since that period.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches. Grass Time Sale at the Ranch Yukon, April 30th.
Today's grain futures were extremely strong starting last night and overnight and into the morning session. But the May and July corn closed up the limit. It was up 25 in May at 680 and a half. That's the highest it's been. July up 25 at 657 and a half. December new crop up 17 and a half at 568 and a half. Soybeans also 20 to 30 higher here with May up 29 at 15.69 a bushel. New crop November up 20 and a half at 13.62. The wheats are up 20 to 29 cents with July Kansas City up 28 and a quarter at 7.08 and three quarters. So that's new highs there. Just seems like just the other day, as a matter of fact, it was the 1st of April, we were down around 5.60 on the July Kansas City. So about a $1.50 rally in the month of April. Big rally. Of course, the cold weather and the freeze is going to have somewhat of an impact on the wheat market and damage it. Possibly, we won't know for another couple of weeks. But then if you go out and look at Texas Panhandle and in western Kansas, it's fairly dry too. So even without the freeze, the crop seems to be kind of deteriorating some. The cotton market today, December cotton was unchanged here, 84.95. And currently the Dow's down about 20, 33,922.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.